All right, we are recording, email is off, we're good. Welcome everyone, Nathalie de Rémieux here from New Software Marketing. And today I have a very special guest and my friend Kelly Paul. She is an intellectual badass that teaches smart marketing to smart women in plain English. She's also the founder of Directly Successful and the Smart Boss Club, a program that teaches entrepreneurs the strategy, the tools, and the tech to get to your goals. Our main goal is to empower you to be even more badass than you already are. So welcome, Kelly.
Natalie, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we were able to make it happen, you know, juggling between your lives and, you know, time difference and stuff. So I'm really glad that you are spending this time with us because especially like since you're transitioning your business to a membership, you know, model, which is something that I'm very passionate about because it's a great way to build a lifestyle business on our own terms. I'll just get started with the question I ask everybody. How did you become an entrepreneur? How did you land to where you are today?
Well, okay. I started off, I'm actually a licensed clinical social worker. So I started off in social work and I was a social worker that worked with adolescents. And I live in Colorado and my crisis team that I worked on an adolescent crisis team was the response team to the Columbine shooting. And at the time I was 7 months pregnant and, you know, as a crisis worker, that was the biggest crisis I could have ever imagined working. So when my son was born, needless to say, I didn't want to go back to work. I wanted to stay with him. So I quit my job doing therapy with adolescents and decided from that point on, like, I want a job, but I want to be able to work from home. And so I got into direct sales, actually, is what I got into. So direct sales allowed me to leave the house a little bit, get away from the kids for a little while, you know, do my own thing, but pretty much for the most part be home. And when I was in direct sales, I love all the kind of nerdy marketing things. So I realized, you know, no, this was back in the days when, you know, of e-zines and email marketing. Yeah. And I noticed that none of the other people in my company were using email as a way to follow up and continue marketing to their current customers. So I decided I wanted to learn all about email marketing and I wanted to teach it to my fellow consultant. And that's what I did. I ended up being an advisor on the advisory board, which allowed me to teach at the local and national level. And I taught all kinds of nerdy marketing tips and tricks and even taught Facebook marketing back in 2008 when Facebook pages were, you know, Facebook fan pages were brand new. So I just kind of, you know, I've kind of fell into it. And then I started Directly Successful. I started my page. And the honest truth, Natalie, is I started that page because I'm an introvert. And when I'm done speaking on stage, the last thing I want to do is answer questions because I'm just exhausted. And so I started Directly Successful as a way to say at the end, oh, and hey, if you have any questions, go and post them to my page, Directly Successful. And I had no intention of Directly Successful going outside of my company, but that's what started happening. People from other direct sales companies, other small business owners had marketing questions. They started coming to the page, and that's when I was like, maybe.
I got something.
Maybe there's a business here.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that's how Directly Successful started. I stepped away from working in direct sales and just started teaching, you know, marketing from there. So I've had Directly Successful now for 6 years. And like you mentioned, just went through an entire rebrand and also an entire kind of upheaval of my business model as well, because, you know, it felt like it's time for change, but I didn't know what. So I hired a business strategist. Mm-hmm. And it was surprising you mentioned that I have, you know, that I turned to a membership model, but that wasn't, that's not what I thought I was going to be doing. Mm-hmm. But in speaking, you know, and talking with her and, you know, allowing her to dig through all the underbelly of my business, you know, she said part of the problem that you're having is also the solution. So the problem I was having was that I love to create content. I love to come out with courses. I love coming up with new stuff. I'm an early adopter, so I jump in on things. The problem with that was people didn't know where to start. They would come to my website and there was all these different things and they didn't know what led to what and what was for them. And so I was losing, a lot of business that way. So she said, the fact that you love this content creation is perfect for a membership site. So why don't we do a membership? And I was like, I never thought about doing a membership site. So oddly enough, that's where I've ended up. That's where I've landed. And the nice thing about it is that now I really get to focus on what I love doing. And I've allowed her to teach me how not to overwhelm everyone inside of the membership, because that also, you know, could happen inside the membership as well. So
yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's been a crazy couple weeks.
Awesome. So I mean, you used to do one-on-one work. You have these online courses that, you know, you've built. So are you still working on those? I mean, do you still do one-on-one work, or have you transitioned completely to the membership?
So now I have three things. So there's the membership, which is, you know, where all of my new ideas and courses go. But they don't stay there for long. They rotate in and out, so it's not overwhelming. I do work one-on-one, but I only work one-on-one. It's a higher end product, and I only do that once a month. Okay. So I do still love the one-on-one, but it's a higher end product. And then my Honey Badger 101 course is external to the membership. And so I still have that, but we're probably working towards more of a licensing, where I'll license people to teach that, and then I will mentor them.
Awesome. Kind of like a certification thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
So let's talk about the membership site and the marketing and how you market that membership site. I know that you are on Facebook Live a lot. I've learned bots from you. Right? You actually explained it so easily that as soon as I saw the live, I'm like, well, I just have to go check it out, because it sounds so simple and so easy that why wouldn't have that, right? So can you share about your
yes.
strategy for what you're doing now? Because you're spending all this time online. I see you all the time.
Sure. So I have kind of a five-spoked wheel of, you know, how I'm planning on marketing the membership, and I actually have a little guide for your viewers today as well with this,
awesome.
These five spokes. But so what you see me doing right now in the Facebook Lives this week is what I've done is just pulled one of the courses from inside the membership. And I'm teaching it live over 3 days on my Facebook page. I've done it inside of an event so that they can invite people. It's not necessarily going to clutter up the Facebook page with comments and a lot of back and forth. So I did inside of a public event, and then I shared the Facebook Live into that. So that's like one spoke. One spoke is, just give something, give content, give good content, and give them the ability to see how you teach. Mm-hmm. What's your personality? Do they like the sound of your voice? You know?
Yeah.
So for me, it's as much of, you know, attracting those people, but also, you know, letting the ones know that, like, you know, it's
I'm
as much
connected.
As attracting them as it is being like, yeah, you know, it's okay. So that's what I did this week. Next week I'm doing something, which these will be over, but by the time this airs, but people could look at the events and see what they were. So next week I'm going to do something about up-leveling your business, which in my mind kind of, you know, is the basis of my membership. So I'm really kind of giving them an inside peek into the philosophy and the, you know, kind of what I think about marketing and how to up-level someone's business. So I'm going to give them that next week. Some other ideas are like a 3-day challenge. You know, again, it's teaching them to do something, getting them on your email list, and just giving them some great content. The bots, of course. I do love a good bot. Mm-hmm. So, and they're so simple to set up, as you said. You know, they're so easy, and they're something new. Not everyone is doing bots. Those of us who are in the online marketing world feel like everybody's using bots, but everyone really isn't. I'm trying to think, what else was there? The bots, the challenge. Like an email series, you know, something, just having kind of an actual marketing plan that isn't just one social media site. So let's say you love Instagram. I'm going to, you know, encourage people to have Instagram linked to Twitter, and not just auto feed your stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like don't just have the exact same content going to Twitter or going to Facebook, but actually having a plan about how you're going to, you know, have people move around your different social media sites and follow you in different places so that they can get different kinds of content from you. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of just the gist of my plan at this point. And also getting people in there and having it for me be a manageable size so that I can still really give that one-on-one attention and be able to answer questions and not feel like I'm being pulled in 100 different ways.
Awesome. So, I mean, it's still pretty new, right? This membership site. How long has it been running?
I did a soft launch to my current customers. They've been in there for about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And,
it's super new.
Then
okay.
Very new, yes. Okay. Yep. So we're just kind of...
So do you have like, I know it's pretty early, but do you already have like strategies for... retention? I mean, you already talked about obviously one of the problems, one of the issues that you can find with a membership site is content overwhelm. At some point, if you keep adding content, people are going to feel like, well, there is way too much in there. I'm never going to consume anything. I'm out, right? This is the number one reason people leave a membership site is content overwhelm. So are you going to have a strategy to help guide people to where they should go next, or are you going to have like theme months? Some people do it differently. So
yes.
I'm curious to see what you're going to try, because yes. You know, you have to try, you have to experiment. This is an experiment.
Yes. So there's there's like three main things. And one of them actually reminded me of the fifth thing in the marketing plan. And that's using quizzes. So, yes. You know, quizzes like the BuzzFeed quizzes. And so I will have a quiz inside of the membership. And the quiz is something that is part of the onboarding process, really. So the quiz is something that they can come in and say, okay, I'm interested in learning today about Facebook. I have about 45 minutes. And so they can take the quiz, punch in, kind of, you know, answer the questions to what their interest is for today, how much time they have, and then the results will give them, you know, a list of ideas of start here, here, or here, based upon the topic that you're interested in and the amount of time that you're saying that you have. I myself was like, okay, I understand how I have the membership set up, and it seems very simple to me. but I wanted to make it crystal clear, you know, if you don't want to click into each category and you simply want to come in and find what you're looking for, you can take that quiz and it'll direct you. So that's one thing. In terms of the overwhelm, you know, that you stated, like, we know that's a problem of mine, is that I like to give, like, come up with too much stuff and it's overwhelming. So my strategist, her brilliant idea was, you know, only have, you know, 3 mini courses at a time. And they rotate out and people will be given a, you know, a notice, hey, this is getting ready to rotate out, so that, you know, can encourage them to consume that content, or if they're okay with it going by the wayside for now, they do know that it will be coming back around in the future. It doesn't go away. Maybe in the future there will be a level where they can have access to everything if they're the kind of person that wants that, but for now we're keeping things, you know, at three things within each category.
Yeah. That totally makes sense, because, I mean, for you, usually that's a problem that people start having after a while, but you are already starting with a lot of content. So making sure that you don't overwhelm people, like, right from where they joined is awesome. And I love the quiz. We call it an assessment, where basically at any point, if they don't know where to go, they can always take the quiz to figure out what should be the next piece of content that they can go through. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah. And then my third thing was I can't say that it's called that it's gamification, but trying to incentivize them through the content. You know, I'll teach on something 1 month and then the next month, you know, I'll hold a challenge. And the challenge really is meant for them to actually accomplish and put into action what it is that they were taught. That's like that. I feel like that's one of the biggest problems that we have as online entrepreneurs, is that we gather all of this content and all of these courses and they just sit there and we do nothing with them.
Yeah.
So my goal inside the membership is to help them with strategies for getting it done, with the accountability. Like, someone knows that you didn't get it done. That's a problem as a solopreneur, isn't it? Like, nobody's looking over, you know, my shoulder. Nobody knows. So that's my plan. Yeah. And I'll let you know how it works out. But
yeah. I would love to know. Definitely. I think that getting people to take action and not just consume, but actually take action is really key. So the way you structure your content so that it's actionable is one thing, but also, like, the accountability that says, when they say, check, I have done it. And then at the end, if you say, well, now let's your turn, you know, run a challenge and then come back and share, you know, with the community, share your opt-in, share your stuff. I have seen people that have this point reward system where if people complete something, it can unlock a special bonus, right? So it can incentivize people to actually take action. And some of the systems, you can even see what pages they go to, what videos they watch. And that not only allows you to see if they consume, because if they consume and take action, they will stay. If they don't consume, then they might leave, right? And that also gives you an indication of, I remember I had a client who said, I had to redo the course and make the videos a lot smaller, shorter, because people were not getting to the end and taking action because it was too overwhelming. So breaking it down into smaller steps, that felt more easily digestible. And that's really only through
people.
Go ahead.
Did you find that there was, like, a certain time frame where they were dropping off? Was there a certain time threshold that they were able to hold their attention?
I can't remember for this specific client. She didn't tell me, but I think that generally speaking, if people work like Pomodoro style or something like that, and if they are, like, at the beginning when you set expectations and you say, you can typically go through one module, one mini course, like in 1 hour or 2 hours, then that's how it needs to be break it down, so that it has the time for them to watch it and then take action or put it in their calendar to take action later, depending on what it is, right? If it's like come up with a, you know, Facebook Live subject and stuff like that, it's not going to take 5 minutes, but at least either do it, put it in your calendar, so it's going to get done. So it's being realistic with the time that you feel people are going to stay on. And that could be that they come for an hour, 2 hours. And, you know, some people work a lot like Pomodoro style. And they tell their members, like, try to come for 2 hours in a row. Put it in your calendar and say, I'm going to devote like 2 hours to the membership. And then you choose something. And at the end of the 2 hours, it needs to have a tangible result for them, right? Otherwise, it's going to feel unfinished, right? And when they come back, they don't have something tangible. So we have to guide them that way as well. And certainly breaking it down.
Or if they got partway through it and didn't complete it, just like all of the other times, then this feels like one more thing they're wasting their money on.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, like, most people like to check off things. Done, right? So it's, you know, it's also, you know, talking about gamification, what's going to make them want to come back, which is like, you know, I've accomplished something, what's next, right? So I think those are things that I have seen that definitely can help people consuming, but also taking action, getting results, sharing. Sometimes people do that as well. When they finish a course, boom, it shows up a button for them to share. Hey, you just finished the course. Congratulations. Share with your network, you know, with your community, with a button that goes to Facebook, Twitter, and it can go to your actual opt-in, right? Not to your membership, but to the opt-in that's going to get them in the funnel to the actual course. So, you know, I've seen things done like that, and they do work. People get excited. They just finished, and they're going to share, right, what they just accomplished. So
I see that our membership has a little accountability group in there where they can self-select, like, I want to be held accountable. And I'll tell you what, the people that are in there and who are posting and saying, I just completed, it feels good. And I think that that's what's lacking, you know, as solopreneurs. We just don't have anybody singing our praises. We don't have anybody who knows if we did it or didn't. And so now we're all out searching for, where are my people? Where is someone that can be like, hey, you did it?
Yeah.
You know, or you know, where can I post something and kind of give myself a kudo and not feel creepy about it, not feel like a jerk for singing my praises?
Yeah. I mean, content is great, but I think that the community and the people is really why people are going to stay. And it should not be a community, like you said, just for asking questions when there is a problem. It's also something where you feel like, well, I'm going to share, right? I got to share my wins. Sometimes people, I mean, in some communities, I've seen people share what they did over the weekend. I have people that say, you know, anybody interested in coming into like a Pomodoro session with me on Zoom or something, we can work together and hold each other accountable. And I think that the community element in a membership site, in any membership site, I think almost any membership site is super important, because people like to be, you know, surrounded by other people. And that relationship that it creates.
They do.
Right? So, and it's our job, you know, as membership site owners to educate them, to show them the way that, yes, they can come, they can post, they can say, yeah, just finish this, or getting feedbacks and things like that.
And I think too, when they get into the community, I've seen this work so many different times. They get into the community and they're not in there because they're trying to sell somebody something. They're in there because they have commonality. They're being a real human who's asking, you know, a question about something, or who's saying, hey, who wants to work together? And, you know, and they're just purely there to create relationships, not to try to sell something to somebody. the nice side effect to that is a lot of times that they develop strategic partnerships together and they go on to do amazing business together. But when they come in with the sole intent to try to sell people, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So I love the relationship piece. The people find each other and create these strategic partnerships are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I belong to several membership sites, and there is one in particular, it's called Screw You. It's from Jill and Josh Stanton from Screw the 9 to 5. They have like a big community, and you know, it's been going around for a while. It's heavily, heavily based on community. There is a lot of content, but it's heavily based on community. And there is what we call the Screw Economy. It's like an economy inside Screw You, where it's actually people doing business inside Screw, because it's gotten to that point where there are this relationship. And when you know somebody that does something and you're in need of that, you're like, well, I'm going to ask a Screwpee. You know, that's how we call the Screwpees. I'm going to ask if there is a Screwpee that can do that, right? And there are other memberships that do that as well. So if you can get to that level where you have this economy from inside, that's awesome, because it's a bit less work for you to run then, because you can take a step back and just have the role that you want to have, which can be coaching, doing the hot seats and things like that. But they start helping each other, whether this is for free or through services. And that's amazing. That's how people get to stay. They're like, yeah, I'm staying, you know, definitely in that
Absolutely.
Membership. So.
Absolutely. Well, I'm hoping I've built one community before this. It was not a membership community, and it was amazing. It's been around for the last 5 years. But, you know, the other thing, as we're seeing with a lot of these groups, is things get so big and you can't manage it anymore. So, like I said, I want my membership to be something that I can manage, where I know the people that are in the membership. It's not, you know, something that's taking on a life of its own. And, you know, I'm over here like, I don't even know who these people are. I want to know my members. That's the nice part about a membership, is that, you know, before when I was creating content or creating courses, you get this feeling like, I got to get this out here. Inside of a membership, people have even said to me like, wow, this is really what you want to be doing. I can tell because your whole attitude is different. I'm like a different person. But it takes off a lot of that pressure, because now I can sit back and really think, okay, what is it that they're struggling with? And what is it that they seem to need, instead of this, like, you know, constant, what am I doing? You know, how am I going to do the next thing? And then I've got to launch it. And honestly, for me, I hate launching. So a membership was also another good idea for Kelly Paul, because launching was not my thing. So
yeah. So, and I think like you said, it doesn't have to get super huge. It's on your own terms. It's however you want. Some people, they get community managers and people that can, you know, answer questions and things like that. There was even one where there was an onboarding one-on-one call where you would get with somebody on the team, not the membership site owner, but, you know, somebody else. So it can really get to the size that you choose. It's on your terms. So that's what's pretty cool about it, because you can decide to just turn off, you know, enrollment if you feel like it's the size that, you know, the optimal size for you. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything that you wanted to add before we wrap up? I definitely want to share how people can get that freebie that you've prepared for us. So I think we have a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/marketyourmembership. With uppercases. I will share a link below the video so there are no confusion. And in that gift, I think
your membership is just going to be just a guide, you know, just a little guide with those, you know, five ideas for marketing their membership. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. And I just, you know, I, you know, I love your husband. Oliver has saved my rear end. I can't tell you how many times, because I do break the internet very often, and he has been amazing. So getting to now, you know, do this with you has been really fun. So I mean, just thank you for inviting me on. I love what you guys are doing. You know, I just, anything that you guys put your stamp on is quality work. I know that. And thanks so much, Natalie, for having me on. And I can't wait to see the other interviews. And
yeah, and I mean, we have
sweat in membership. Yeah. And learn too from you guys about how to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't wait to hear, you know, from you about the membership. And definitely if you have any questions and things like that, because we build a lot of them, and we are members of quite a lot of them as well, because we want to see what successful people do, because they, you know, it's the trend, you know, you like to keep up with trends, and that's what we're trying to do with memberships, because things are changing so fast right now. People are getting tired of just like straight content. They want relationship. They want authenticity. They want realistic. I know you like realistic marketing. So it's important. And Facebook Live bots, all these things are all about building relationships and getting to understand your audience better so that we can provide the solution, the real solution to their problem, and not try to sell them something just because we build it and we think it's cool.
Right, exactly. Well, I appreciate it. I'll be following along and trying to learn right alongside everybody else.
Yeah.
So, but thank you. Thanks again for having me. And I know it's late there. I know you're going to be up late.
Yeah.
Doing I'm this because be, yeah. changes, but
I have quite a few coming up yet today and tomorrow still. So yeah, but this is fun. I really love doing this in learning stories and sharing stories, because I know it will inspire people and show them the possibilities. So
awesome. Thank you. I'll be in touch, Natalie.
Okay. Speak soon. Thank you so much, Kelly. Bye-bye.